Chevra, of the most emotional moments in the entire Torah. Many of the most emotional moments in the entire Torah found in Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash is always very special to me because my grandmother, my Bubby, my mother's mother, who loved learning Chumash. Every Shabbos she'd sit with her stone edition Chumash and just read the Parsha and learn the Parsha. She used to always talk to me. This was her favorite Parsha. This is her favorite parsha. It's so emotional. The moments of Ani Yosef Oda Vichai. The moment when Yaakov and Yosef are reunited. But right after Yosef HaTzadik reveals himself to his brothers, this powerful moment in time. So he says to his brothers, Vata, and now, Al Teatzvu, don't be sad. Val Yichar Beinechem, and don't be angry in your eyes. Ki Mechartem Osi, that you sold me, Heina. This is all the plan of God that sent me here in order to now take care of you. This is all the hand of God. Don't worry. You think you sent me here? God sent me here. Very beautiful line by Yosef HaTzadik. But there's a lot of depth here in life. I saw a Torah from the Halakha Kasavar, the Avos Shalom. He says, the Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabbah, that when you see va'ata, ain the va'ata ela tshuva. Va'ata is a reference to tshuva. And clearly, the Shvatim were involved in the Indian of tshuva. That this moment was, they were awestruck with the necessity to do tshuva, that they messed up. They saw it more than any other time in their life, that they were wrong in what they did to Yosef HaTzadik. They were going to do tshuva. Tshuva, one would think, is full of sadness. Tshuva, one would think, is full of brokenness. And there has to be a lev nishbar. There has to be some level of broken heart. Charata is part of tshuva. Guilt is part of tshuva. Not to be overly guilty. Not to be depressed. Lo aleinu. But to feel bad about what you've done. But that being said, we have a perek in Tehillim, Nun Aleph. Lamnatzeach mizmor laDavid. Bivoe love Nosan Hanavi Kasheboel Basheva. David HaMelech did something wrong. The whole Maisa with Basheva we all know. And Nosan Avi comes to rebuke him and to teach him to do tshuva. Now if you look at this parak in Tehillim, there's something very strange. It says Mizmor la David. It starts, he's talking about the Inyan with Basheva, where David had to do tshuva, but it calls it Mizmor la David. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, tells us whenever it says Mizmor LaDavid, it's a reference to Ruach HaKodesh. Komokum Shenemar Mizmor LaDavid, Hayomenagin V'achrachas HaShoyer Olav Ruach HaKodesh. It means there would be Mizmor, there would be singing, and then there would be Ruach HaKodesh. And Ein Shechina Shruya Ela Mitoich Simcha. To have Ruach HaKodesh means you have to be in a state of Simcha. We're talking about, so what's Pshat here? We're talking about David HaMelech needing to do tshuva because he did wrong. And it's Mizmor LaDavid, it's in a state of Simcha. Comes the Avishalom Akasav, he says yes. That even at that moment of tshuva, even when you realize you've done wrong and you have to rectify and reconcile, you know what Hashem wants you? At that moment even, it should be a Mizmor. You should also be B'Simcha. If this Hashem B'Simcha, always, every stage of life. Now we have to redefine Simcha. Doesn't necessarily mean jumping and dancing and smiling. Simcha is a feeling of being content. Simcha is a feeling of understanding, as the Maral explains, Simcha is synonymous with shlemus, being complete. Because when you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and you know your life is dedication to Hashem, then whatever is going on in your life is orchestrated by Hashem. And even when you mess up, now you know you have the opportunity to rectify that with Avinu Shavashamayim. And yes, simultaneously with having a lev nishbar, a broken heart about what you've done wrong, I'm content, I'm in simcha that I have the opportunity to do tshuva. And Hashem wants us always to be b'simcha, even in the darkest of times. Even when we've done wrong and have to fix that. So simultaneously, I'm good, I'm b'simcha, I'm going to fix it, I did wrong, but in a simchadik way. The Avshalom of Kasav says this is exactly what's being taught here in this pasuk. Vata, ein vata l'tshuva. Vata is tshuva. What does the first next word say? Vata, al te'atzvu. Don't ever be sad. Hashem wants us to be happy. Hashem wants us to be in a state of simcha. That's the most important thing in the world. Let's be, we're only going to be as successful as we could be, as productive as we could be when we're besimcha. And there's nothing more important we're searching for more than anything else in the world. Vada, to connect Hashem and learn, and all that will bring simcha. To be tamid, 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 tamid besimcha. Ein shechina rishurulei b'teich simcha. That doesn't change now. I mean, maybe we don't have the vua on Ruach HaKodesh, but ein shechina shurulei b'teich simcha. You want to be close to Hashem? Gotta be besimcha. And that simcha is in the best of times or in the most difficult of times. Hashem is by your side. Hashem loves you. Even vata, even in that state of tshuva, al te'atzvu. Never be sad, chavra. Always be in a state of simcha. And then we'll be zoichet to the ultimate simcha. With gula shleim, with mishaych keino, b'mehera b'yimam. Hail the beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,